Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, remembering, integrating, and embodying our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy, and sound healer. Welcome to this space. If you are new, hello. And if you have listened to these episodes before, welcome back. So there is, of course, a companion episode to this. And since today is the feast day of Mother Anna, and Mother Anna is the grandmother of Yeshua and the mother of Mary, Mother Mary, I felt it appropriate to talk about mission and purpose. And this has been something that's really being activated in the collective, and it is very, very opportune because Mother Anna works with mission. She works to align us with our mission, to activate us in our mission, in our purpose. And I think mission kind of gets a little distorted, the concept of mission, and people kind of don't always know what it means, or they think they know what it means, and they have some connotations of it that really are more mundane, that it's about your job, it's about you and what you're doing physically, but it's actually far deeper than that, and it has to do with the three levels, well actually the five levels of the soul, three of which I will talk about. In Kabbalah, it's a concept of there being five levels to the awakening of the soul. And it has to do with it's also relevant because it has to do with everything we're hearing about the fifth dimension and raising our frequency, and supposedly the earth is going to be split into several worlds. And some of it is quite interesting to listen to. Others, it actually feels more grounded. So my objective in this little chat, in this transmission, is to allow us to anchor, to align with our mission in a more holistic and anchored way. Because a lot of spirituality, there are a lot of different spiritualities, and I will address one thing. There's a funny meme that I find entertaining that basically says, well, demons are spirits too. So what do you mean about spirituality? Spirituality, in its essence, there is no duality. So there is no, okay, well, this is darkness, this is light. You know, I get that I speak about the light and I speak about bringing in that infinite light. The light that I speak of is the light of creation, is the light that has no duality. When I speak of mission, I speak of mission in that, on that level that is in unity with the sacred, with the divine. And in that space, there is no, oh, well, you know, there's a darkness, or there's a shadow, or there's an agenda, or there's only light. It's the fusion of both of these energies. It's the fusion, the unity, the transcendence of duality. It's the transcendence of our perception, our limited 3D perception. And this is what I mean when we talk about 3D. Because 3D has to do with the first level of the soul. It has to do with... Let me take a breath. The 3D has to do with us just living in the physical. We don't see or perceive anything beyond the physical. So what this looks like is we grow up, we go to school, we're trained to think and behave and act a certain way. We are taught this by society, by our family, by social media, by all of that. So religion, school, all of this falls into that. So when we are unawakened, and this isn't a judgment on being unawakened or not, it's simply this is the expression of this level of consciousness. It is a level of consciousness that is content with the status quo. It's in the comfort zone. We at this point, we know what is expected of us, and all we are focused on is what we can tangibly see and touch, what we actually can comprehend with our mind. And this is the ego. The ego is a construct and a program that has been created to support us in living in this physical realm. Because without the ego, we wouldn't know how to be human. We wouldn't know how to live in this dense reality. Because the 3D, this level of the consciousness that has manifest in the physical realm, is the densest. And this is why for many of us starseeds and many of us lightworkers, it feels heavy. And maybe this was part of your awakening. You really felt trapped. And this is also why in certain religions and certain expressions of common religions, there is the, including Buddhism, including the Eastern religions, there is that concept of the body being a trap, of the physical realm being a trap. Even some expressions, some people say that the Cathars thought this as well, but the Cathars, their teachings were far more profound, and that's a very basic level of understanding of what the Cathars thought, of their thought processes. So that's the base level. And in this space, this is like the first chakra. It is, we are driven by fear. We are driven by insecurities. We're driven by doubt. This is the space where we exist, where we are basically driven by our most fundamental needs. So the need to procreate, the need to seek shelter, the need to eat, the need to basically provide a safe space for ourselves, the need. So all of those basic needs, survival needs, this is that space. And it's restricting, like it's constricting, because if you are a being that you came into this world and you remembered your infinite self, and you remembered your infinite self and you didn't have the ego, you would basically kind of go mad. You wouldn't be able to fulfill your mission because you wouldn't know how to live and exist in this physical reality, which is why we agreed to this game of forgetting to remember. So this is the basic level of consciousness of a lot of humans. And this is where greed comes in. This is where anger and war and strife and famine and hoarding, all of that come in. All of that panic, the fear of the other, the ostracizing of people who are different, all of that comes into here because this space is ruled by the ego. In Buddhist thought, it would also be thought to be the realm of the devil of the sixth heaven. The devil of the sixth heaven is akin to Lilith, which is, he is a demon that feeds off of your desires, that manipulates you, that controls you. Because we are in this state, we are driven by our basic tendencies. So it's very deep when you go into this. And you can see how in different points in your life, you were ruled by your baser instinct, by your desires. You were easily manipulated. We can be easily manipulated in this space. When we think of ourselves as only as physical, we are so easy to manipulate. Because any little thing, any threat to our health, any threat to our well-being, any threat to our finances, to our family, anything that we view as a threat is viewed as evil. Everything is given that label. Either something is good or something is bad. There is nothing beyond what we see in the physical realm. So this is that state of being. The next level of the soul is the level where we are awakening. It is the level where we are beginning to understand the function of the ego, which is to keep us safe, and then we need to know how to put it in the backseat. But we begin to understand ourselves as infinite, that we are far more than this physical reality. And it is this point where we begin to seek answers, we begin to question, we begin to unburden ourselves of the layers, of the false layers of belief, the false layers of the judgments, the false layers of self. Because in the first level, we identify as male, female, whatever. We identify as our nationality, our race. We identify as our tribe. And therefore, we're willing to kill, and we're willing to steal, and we're willing to be manipulated and think that the other is evil, because we identify only on the basis of what we have grown up with, what we have been led to believe. In the second level, we begin stripping away these layers. We begin unraveling to get to the truth of who we are, of our true essence. And it is at this point where we begin to thinking about our mission. We begin to thinking about how to express our mission. We begin to start associating ourselves with something that is beyond what is termed 3D. So this is the space where we actually pay attention to the substance and the content and the different qualities that are more like the roots of the plant, not just like the fancy flowers and the fruits and kind of what we can see and touch and smell, but what is underneath? What is the true behind this? So this is a level, this I guess can be the fourth dimension, because it is hope, it is reflection, it is introspection. It is we're beginning to learn how to let go, of control, to understand that there really is no control. And we see beyond the good and bad. We can see both aspects. And perhaps we can even begin to see the function of both in the whole realm of creation from that perspective. We start beginning to see we're self-motivated in this space. We're motivated to think beyond the ego, to start questioning the ego, to start beginning to think, okay, well, is this my fear speaking, or is this my intuition? When we are more led by our intuition, which our intuition is connected to our soul, we start bringing in more of that light of our soul. And this space where we're bringing in the light of our soul, there are several ways that we can think about this. We can think about this as, oh, we're only the vessel. But this level is also about purification. And purification does not mean that there's something wrong with you. Healing also doesn't mean that you're broken. Healing is simply stripping away the layers of false identity that we have attributed to ourselves. Healing is simply the activating of different aspects of your own being that are more in alignment with the totality of who you are. Now, granted, in physical form, we're only going to be able to embody a certain amount of our soul simply because of the finite nature of the physical reality. But this doesn't mean that embodiment of however much of your soul you can bring, because remember, your soul is infinite, the body is not. The divine is infinite. Creation is infinite. Infinitely creating, that is the true meaning of the first phrase of the Genesis, the first letter of the Genesis in Aramaic, which is Bereshit. It's creation creating infinitely. So we are a part of this creation creating infinitely. So in this second layer, we're beginning to understand ourselves as this energy, as soul, as embody and bringing in that soul to embody it and to express. At this point, people can get stuck because people can begin to fall into the ego traps and think, oh, well, I'm awakened. I'm in 5D because I am, you know, I eat a certain way. I have this group of friends. I don't hang out with those muggles over there. So somehow we trick ourselves into thinking, or we can trick ourselves into thinking that we are better than. We judge. We are still in separation at this point. And this is what some people don't recognize, that if you are viewing the world through the lenses of separation, whether they are simply the separation of consciousness versus unconscious, even if it's simply a muggle versus witch or wizard, even if it's simply viewing the world in those terms, we are judging, we are creating separation, we are not unifying. Because in this point, we also tend to see the physical world as bad. And again, so this is why we must move beyond this second level of the soul. And this has to do with our mission. So the second level of our soul is this place where we are beginning to unravel our layers. The third layer of the soul is the layer where we are fully embodying our soul. And we understand the need for the first level, the need for the second. We do not negate any of these levels. We value them. We employ them in the way that we need to. So at this level, you are still peeling layers because that is a lifetime process. We will be peeling layers until we basically are ready to take our final breath. But we are at the point where we see beyond duality. We begin merging the different aspects of ourselves. We begin to see and transcend the separation in the physical realm. We begin to unify. We work to unify. And this is that transcendence level. And this is that level where we really are liberated, and we can know, we have the wisdom and the discernment to know when we need to be in the muggle world and when we need to act and desplegar. See, now I'm kind of thinking bilingual, so desplegar. I hear the word in Spanish. I can't think of the word in English. How to express. I'm just going to say it's express because we know how to express depending on the circumstances that we're in the best way possible. So we are sharing our light. We are not just being the vessel for the sake of, oh, look at me. I'm holding a rose and I'm this goddess and I'm, you know, better than these muggles over here. Like, no, we're not doing that. We are embracing the person that is in front of us as they are, loving and accepting them. This doesn't mean we're a doormat, okay? Needs to be said. But we understand that each being, no matter what level of consciousness they're at, has a purpose, has a function, has a mission, even if their mission is simply to just go through life and receive all those programs, display and exhibit all those programs, trigger the fuck out of us so we heal, even if that's their mission, and grow up, get married, go to school, and then, you know, retire and then die. You know, even if that's their function, creation still created them. And there's still the spark of the divine in that being. So at this point, we learn how to expand beyond the triggers. We have hope. And this, I guess, would be the 5D. We know how to align with the divine, how to bring down our soul, but not just be the vessel, not just be like, oh, look at me, I'm here all enlightened, all being goddessy and priestessy and shit. No, at this point, we are focused on the present. We are focused on transcendence. We have faith. We know how to surrender. And surrender is simply allowing your soul and the divine to lead. It's having that faith. Knowing that when you have faith, the divine is having faith in you. Because if you don't have faith in yourself, if you don't have any confidence in yourself, then you don't have confidence in the divine. Because you are the divine in human form. You are empathetic. You are grateful. You are supporting and helping others. And not from a place of, here, I need to save you. Because that is the second level. To proselytize and to basically be going around thinking you're holier than thou and you need to save people is separation. So we have creativity, we experience opportunity and abundance, and we know how to adapt. We know how to engage in all of these levels of consciousness. We understand that the tree of life, the template on which our body is based, are different dimensions, and they have different expressions, and every one of them is valid. So there is no one is better than the other. We truly are embodied from that perspective of knowing our infinite selves, embodying it, and sharing our gifts. Because as part of the divine, those gifts aren't really ours. They're only ours if we're in the first level, because we think that everything that we receive or everything that we earn is ours. Sorry to break it to you, but when we release this physical vessel that we chose, we're not taking any of that shit with us. It's not coming. The only thing that you take with you are the experiences that your soul came here to live. And if your soul came here to live that simple first dimension or first level of consciousness life, then that's what that person chose. It's not for any one of us, anyone else, to judge that experience. That soul wanted to experience that. They wanted the simplicity of not being awake. Because being awake and continuing to develop your consciousness is hard work. It's not easy, and it sure as fuck is not for the faint of heart. It is not easy. There are times when you feel lonely and you feel stressed and you're really wondering if it's worth it. If you're really like, are you really helping anyone? Or are you simply doing this for the sake of gratifying your ego and looking like you're doing the work? And a lot of people are very good at looking like they're doing the work, but they're a freaking hot mess. And that's the level that they're at. And then there are other people that are doing their work and they're doing their best, and sometimes they feel lonely. Sometimes they feel, you know, like they can't speak to anyone, because who's going to understand these deep questions that they have, these deep thoughts that they have? So we need to find our tribe. We need to find our soul tribe, the people that will accept us and be able to go on this journey with us and guide us just as we guide them. Because again, it's not a hierarchy at this point. At this point, it's a co-creation. We really are living in a co-creative space because we are in harmony within ourselves. So the masculine and the feminine are equally honored, and we have fused them into a sort of androgyny. And yet we value the vessel through which we express. So if we chose a female incarnation, we value the cycles of the feminine. And we learn how to work with our hormonal system, because women function differently. We function on a different cycle than the masculine. And if we are masculine, we learn how to express in the masculine. And we value both. Because the masculine is the structure, the divine masculine is the structure that the feminine needs to create. And the feminine needs that structure. And the masculine needs the feminine to flow, to teach you intuition and reliance on that and expression and creativity and joy and fertility. So both of these energies need to be active within you. And just like we need to know how to function within the different levels of consciousness, and when we need to be buying our grocery, doing our laundry, you know, studying, taking care of our kids, we need to know when we need to be in our masculine and more structured and more disciplined, and when we need to allow the creativity, the energy of creation, the feminine, to flow through us. So this is the expression of our mission. So this is how we live our mission, because it is deep, and it is fascinating to learn and to study and to expand and to grow and to be able to recognize without judging how much you've grown and allow other people the grace to experience what they need to experience in their own time. Some people will understand, some people won't. It is what it is. It's having compassion. Compassion for yourself and compassion for others. It's expressing mercy. This is love. This is embodying your soul, which is embodying the light and the love that you are. And this is what Mother Anna teaches us. She activates within us the different codes we hold to express different aspects of our mission. And your mission, number one mission, is simply to awaken and to embody, to express your soul and your light. And this isn't for you, remember. We're not expressing and sharing our light to gratify the ego so we can make money, so we can, you know, be in the Maldives or whatever. We're expressing and sharing our gifts, which technically aren't ours, so we can embody, incarnate, express the light of the divine. We can support creation through expressing the huba, the sacred flame of holy desire, that exists within us, that is us, that spark of the divine that each of us hold. And Mother Anna is an interesting figure, because Mother Anna didn't get pregnant with Mary until she was far older. And I know that some of us may not believe in divine light conception. And some of us may. Some of us may think that the stories that we hear are only myths and legends and oral tradition and not real. However, these were actual practices. Mary, Yeshua, Magdalene, all of the other light beings of the same lineage, they come in other lineages too, because Shakyamuni Gautama Buddha was born of Immaculate Conception. I think was it Confucius? Basically, many mystics across different cultures, they speak of light conception. They speak of divine birth. It's not something in the ancient times that was not seen. But again, that was a different time, different level of consciousness. So I'm not saying that you're gonna be able to give birth immaculately. You might be. Who knows? But what I'm saying is that these beings, these ascended masters that incarnated, that were born of divine conception, they practiced certain rituals and chants and mantras and body practices and prayers. Theirs was a life of service and of devotion. And they trusted in their mission. They trusted in the divine. And for you, light conception may be just the embodiment of your soul and expressing it and sharing your light, being the vessel and the light, not just doing for the sake of the ego, but expressing as part of your connection and service to the divine. And that's that missing component between the second level, the vessel, and the light and the vessel. It is that service, that humility, because wisdom, the Shekhinah, Chokhmah, will not come and grace us with her presence and embodiment if we are in the ego, if we are in separation, if we are in judgment, if we are in the level of consciousness where it's about us. It really isn't about us. It is about the divine and expressing that infinite light of creation through our work, through our actions, through our, even just through a smile, through our eyes, through our energy, because everything is energy. And as we are energy, we can call upon Mother Anna, we can call upon our spirit guides, we can ask for their wisdom and align ourselves with our soul, with the divine, with embodying and expressing, being the vessel and the light. And in the companion sound activation, I'll guide you into a full sound activation where we can really receive this energy and allow ourselves to align with our soul, embody it, and receive wisdom and guidance and healing if we need it. So I encourage you to take a listen to that companion episode. I thank you for your time and your energy. If you enjoy this, thumbs up, subscribe, follow, all the things. You can also connect with me on social media. I am on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. And you can also check on the account, losing my words, for Hold the Shekhinah, HOLDTHESHEKINAH. And of course, you can also find me on YouTube, Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. And on these various platforms, I share videos, mantras, mini sound activations, practices that we can do to support us in clearing our energy and purifying, and also in really bringing in and embodying more of the light of our soul. So have a blessed Magdalene, Mother Mary feast day. Have a blessed day of the goddess, and allow yourself to be open to aligning with your soul, with the embodiment of the light that you are and that you came here to share with the world. Blessings. Ahava.